This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I woke up at about 3:30 in the morning last night, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I wrote down some notes. Of course, I forgot and left at the house. But it was profound, and it was extremely simple. And it's something we've already talked about before, but it gets lost in everything. The globalists don't want us celebrating Christmas or anything else that's old and cultural because they want to remove everything and force feed their new systems. That's why they're at war with everything traditional. And most things traditional are traditional because they're nice and they work and they're productive and they're happy. And they punish badness and reward goodness. But once you flip the balance into evil, it becomes an evil economy, and things just go downhill. You want to stay away from an evil economy and go towards a good one. Doesn't mean you're ever going to be in some utopia, but you want to be going towards the good end of the spectrum. And it just hit me that as libertarians, as patriots, as constructive people, we tend to have victories, move on. It's that quiet professionalism that you see in so many hardworking, smart, great people. Is they're confident, they don't need to sit there and tell you about it all day because they just are. And everybody picks up on it. Women pick up on it. Men pick up on it. I mean, that's when you got what it takes, the right stuff, and other people don't. And the folks that don't have the right stuff, they're always trying to get together to take over the people that do. And then we're always trying to help the people that don't have the right stuff. Now, the globalists don't have the right stuff. They've stolen power, but they think we don't have the right stuff now and want to kill us off because we don't want to play along with their ballgame. So it's a perversion. But that said, it hit me. We've got to celebrate these tax cuts, and I mean really celebrate them, and we've got to show how good they are on average. I had a chance to read over last night, and again this morning when I woke up, about an hour. Hundreds of bullet points in there, but there's more than 30 big ones, and it's, I mean, one of the cleanest tax bills I've ever seen. It's got support barrel in there, but not one Democrat voted for it, which is completely shameful. And even a few Democrats on CNN had to come out and say, you know what, this really is a middle-class tax cut. I mean, you can't lie about it. The ultra-rich already wrote the laws to keep their money offshore. Trump just undid the central plank of the globalists taking the money offshore. And that's why I get viciously angry when I see Hillary Clinton and Michael Moore and all the usual suspects lying and playing on people's ignorance. I mean, it really makes me mad. The big banks and the ultra-rich, the Fortune 100, to a group, wrote the 40% or 38.9% tax. The big corporations wrote it. And I sit there with leftists as they go, oh, are you glad your rich friends, Alex, are going to get that big tax cut? People just walk by and set me free. Oh, you're working with the rich people now. No, you buffoon. The ultra-rich wrote it to screw you. You pay all the taxes. Shock. Even CNN admits tax bill gives working families damn good money. $1.5 trillion, baby. In fact, it even got rid of some of the tax exemptions for people making over $1 million a year. If anything, it's a tax increase on nouveau riche. Believe me, you're making $1 million a year, that's not ultra rich. It's not 1% that has 70% of the money. It's, we've done the math, it's 0.00000042 of Embry Serve. It's like a whole bunch of zeros and then a 42. So it's the 0.00000000 whatever 42 that are ruling the show, and they want a monopoly. They want consolidation under Democrat globalist control all over the world. You see middle classes shrink and the ultra-rich created. And it's the ultra-rich to a man and to a corporation, very few women, that are promoting this global socialist system because they're exempt from it. They transfer your wealth, take it for themselves, and Trump and all of us just blew a giant hole in it, and the EU is panicking. The EU admits it's going to move our jobs back. They're threatening us, too. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I couldn't sleep at about 3:30 in the morning. I got up because my brain was racing. And I got up and wrote a bunch of notes. But again, I, of course, forgot, left on the kitchen table, breakfast table, when I came into work today, when I came into this war today that I'm very honored and very humbled to be a part of. And it was so clear. It was all laid out right there. And again, all of it you're already going to know. I don't tell you anything you don't already know in your heart. The reason you listen and put up with me, Zapatown, the show's a train wreck because of myself, because you know deep down I am in this with you, and you are in this with me. And that's why they always attack and say I'm not real and I hate my listeners. When I get tears in my eyes when families run up to me and shake my hand, black, Hispanic, white, you name it, Asian, old, young, because they're counting on me, and I feel weak in this fight sometimes because I know so much more and I don't have the energy or the skill to properly execute and perform operations that I know would turn everything around. But I'm not the only person. You're not the only person. Trump's not the only person. And now as we realize we're here and that there aren't just scum in the world, there aren't just backstabbers in the world, there aren't just vicious liars in the world, the worm is turning. And evil is panicking. They were all so sure that they were going to bring in this global government. It isn't just Hillary that's failing. The globalists said last year in major publications, in their establishment publications, they said, emergency, red alert. They knew internal polls had Trump 10, 15 points ahead. They stole, we now know, over 7 million votes, not 3.5 like Trump had earlier been told off of Pew Research. Harvard Research is over 7 million. Hillary stole five states, tried to steal 6 others. And we have all the evidence of that. Local, state, Homeland Security caught the Justice Department breaking in with their cyber squads trying to flip the votes and stopped them. So there's a civil war going on against the globalists that have hijacked the nation and those of us trying to take it back. It doesn't mean those of us on the side of trying to bring sovereignty back are perfect. Or that any of the people that have even joined us are perfect. A lot of them can see which way the wind's blowing. And now as people realize we're going to win, it's going to accelerate the victory. And the globalists now know they're going to lose for good. They finally realized it in the last 48 hours. And I can feel their horror. I can see their response. I can see people jumping ship even faster. This is the moment the president's got to be under maximum security. Everybody else has got to be under maximum security. Guard, watch your six right now, because right now, yesterday, when that bill passed and they went up there and had that celebration, It was absolutely, we turned the corner right there. We turned the corner right there. That didn't mean we turned all the corners. It didn't mean that we're perfect. That didn't mean we don't have a lot of big crises to face. North Korea, you name it. But spiritually, what started with that inauguration 11 months ago and that declaration bringing God back in, the covenant, saying it's about humanity, it's about workers, it's about the people. You're not just the people or the minority or the infighting group. You're the people. You're the workers. You're the builders. You're the strivers. That it was invoking God and then saying you are the celebration. You have value. It isn't just hype. It's what builds a culture. And then now, less than a year later, so many promises delivered. The globalists are in full panic mode. And so we need to celebrate and be thankful for everything we've got. Being thankful, and I know I'm preaching to most of you that already know this, but to others, being thankful is the answer to being happy. And being honorable is the key to real wisdom. And the globalists are always going to attack those of us that stand up against them and say that we're the dishonorable ones, we're the liars, we're the bad ones, and cobble things together and twist what we've done or take points when we've fallen and try to magnify that to make us all feel like we don't have a right to be free. But it's all a lie. It's all a false indictment by the accuser, by the devil. And that's what the spirit is. That's why they always say, Jones doesn't believe what he's saying. Jones isn't real. Jones is an actor, because they don't want you to believe there's anybody else out there that thinks like you do. They're saying you're not real. The real reason they fear me is they know I'm real. And they know I'm committed. And they know I have will to stand against what they've done, thanks to God, putting wind in my sails. And they can't stand that. And, of course, the proof is the pudding. Judge the tree by its fruits. We are destroying the globalists. We are breaking their corrupt world government. We are exposing the technocracies. We are unmasking and unveiling their monopolies. We are causing together a global accelerated awakening that has evil everywhere in a panic and desperately coming out of their rat holes, out of their spider holes, out of their eel holes to fight us now, which only accelerates their defeat as we draw their fire. That's the key to this. They've now come into our keep, come into our castle to destroy us in the night. And just like Beowulf, we're waiting. And as they try to flee, we slam their arm in the door and rip it off. We've still got to face other great evils. But the point is, this particular monster has already had its arm torn off and is bleeding to death, and its mother is going to fall next. Because we are going into the mountain next, where they molest the children, where they engage in the Satanism, where they carry out their operations. We are going into the mountain. And if some of us are destroyed going to the mountain, it doesn't matter, for more of us will follow. And it won't be fear going into the mountain. It will be honor and the quest for liberty and freedom. And an honor to go into the mountain, into the enemy's own darkness, because we carry the light of Christ in our hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, the EU has completely uncloaked. The grandson of the main Nazi fortune, Juncker, who owns a country they hijacked in World War II, Luxembourg. I mean, just arrest him immediately. Just the arrogant insanity of these people. Snaggletooth Nazi. Says, no, you violated international treaties. You can't cut taxes under world government combines. We've signed with you at the WTO, you can't do this. You're going to move back all the jobs to the United States and raise your wages. They actually admit that Trump's for real. The articles are on Infowars.com with just screenshots of London Guardian, Der Spiegel. EU fears unfair U.S. tax bill will incentivize companies to move to America. And then I've got one right here out of the Associated Press, where they announce, and CNBC, that you violate a global agreement. Let's pull that up. And there it is. U.S. tax reform breaks global rules. EU says, oh, there's global rules? Where do you get rules from? A government. Been talking to us like we're five-year-olds for 50 years while you set up world government stealth. And as we said, all we got to do is expose it. People will attack us, saying it doesn't exist. But when they finally go operational, everybody will go, what? You said this wasn't going on. The only people that bought the Kool-Aid and drank it was the globalists. And sure, they've stolen trillions and all this other crap. They've got Hollywood diseasing everything and brainwashing people. But that's the weak victims, and we're sad for them. But the thinking man and woman has got it, and they know, and the whole world's like, how dare you? We sucked America dry with big companies. They didn't help people in Mexico or people in China with this crud. They exploited them. They lowered global wages. Giant sucking sound downward. America was dragging the world up. Free market was dragging it up. Higher standards of living. People wanting more. People wanting to live better. Living longer. But Obama and them go to the third world and say, you can't have cars. You can't have air conditioners. These are the very ones. And they're here going, what did you just do? You're going to give $1.5 trillion to the American people? We had our shoe on their neck. We had them right where we wanted them. You're not psychos like us. You're stupid. What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be vicious and lying and evil and hate everybody. No, we're not Satanists. You understand? And we're coming.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So the globalists tell you that the liberty movement's a fake, it's a fraud, it won't deliver.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
But they're the ones that deliver tyranny and starvation and impoverished populations and oppressed peasantries. They're the ones that deliver racial division, culture war. They're the ones that deliver the sexualization of children and 50%+ of black people never being born. They're the fake left. They're the tyrants. They're the parasites. They're the people that tell you they're coming to take care of you, but really they're going to domesticate you and turn you into a slave. We're delivering on the free market, Renaissance, Enlightenment, Americana that pulled the world out of the dark ages and put us on the road to the stars. Extended life. And the secrets of the universe that our Father is ready for us to enjoy, but we have to prove ourselves. We won't just be given the keys to the galaxy and the keys to the universe without first being tested. And that's what this is. Make no mistake, that's why the enemy covets it. That's why they hate humanity. The globalists are fallen, twisted souls that seek to make greater men and women their slaves. Always seeking, ever hungry for the blood of the innocents. And I think about how the media, all over Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, I wasn't even looking for it, and I saw, look at Tim Scott, the Uncle Tom. You know, the beautiful part about our rallies is about half the folks there, quote, minorities. The media panicked about that when we had one at the RNC. They said, yes, it was very frightening. Half the folks there were black or Hispanic or Asian. Probably more than that. Everybody got along great. But see, by telling you, oh, blacks aren't welcome in the Republican Party or in the Tea Party, then blacks don't go. That's like the White House Chief of Staff, Kelly, came out and said, we're looking for all qualified applicants. Please, you know, if you're a minority, we're not getting minority requests here. We just want competent people. So, and see, that's how that self-segregation works. And now the colleges are teaching women don't go around men. Men don't go around women. Blacks stay over here. Hispanics over here. Whites over here. They're setting up a prison. And then hyping up stuff and staging false hate crimes. And then Tim Scott, who had tears in his eyes, talking about President Trump, who it's real affirmative action. And if you really want to do it, even though it discriminates, there has been past problems. But it's actually teach somebody how to fish. Don't give them fish. They're going to deploy, you want to say racistly, massive extra funding for factories, jobs, and businesses into black areas. Which is good for the country, good for everybody. We need to lift these folks up that have been on a Democrat plantation for 200-plus years. They just put them on a new one when LBJ figured out blacks were running their own businesses and becoming too wealthy. And so they've come out, a bunch of them, and attacked Tim Scott, calling him Uncle Tom, even though you actually read Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom wasn't a wimp. He was a Christ figure. Doesn't mean you don't always lay down. You don't always stand up. No one to hold him, no one to fold him. But that Christ figure, Christ wasn't a wimp. At that point, or Gandhi wasn't a wimp, or Martin Luther King wasn't a wimp. Martin Luther King, you call him Uncle Tom. He got killed being loving and being a good person. Of course, so people don't even know what Uncle Tom means, because the Democrats took it and turned it into pejorative by the 1870s. Look up who did it. I wanted to check my memory, so I went and read up on the history this morning. Again, they flip everything. You got the blacks running towards the KKK party because they don't know any better, because they've been lied to by the schools like everybody else doesn't know any better. So it's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, it was Uncle Tom's Cabin that moved everybody to finally embrace abolitionists and not want to have slavery anymore. It was that book about the Christ figure, Uncle Tom, that actually triggered all of that. And by the end of the Civil War, millions of dead by the end to stop slavery. It wasn't started over that. But, see, they take that victory away from you and say, oh, he was a bad, pathetic person that groveled and everything. He was servile. He was all these other things. Well, if you're in front of all the cameras and your enemy's about to kill you, it destroys them when they kill you. Was Obi-Wan Kenobi a wimp at the end when he lets Darth Vader chop him in half? No, he knows it's about to commit the next generation of the fight. He's done at this point. He's also going to buy some time. And again, that's fiction, Uncle Tom's fiction, but it helps people understand what real heroism is at the point that you need to let people kill you. If you're the spirit decides it's the time, then you don't fight. You let them kill you because it brings them down. Because an hour later, you blow up the Death Star. Those are all allegories of how things really work. Martin Luther King blew up the Death Star. Charlton Heston marching with him to help end real racism blew up the Death Star. Those that got blown up came back with, hey, we'll take control of these people this way. And they've done it. And they've taught racism and horrible wickedness and horrible vicious attacks by black people against whites and others all over the place. 10-1, 20-1, 30-1, depending on the city. And the media covers it up and they won't let you see it. It's not to demonize blacks. It's to say what you're doing is wrong, just like KKK doing stuff that's wrong. Stop it. It's evil. Because most people aren't psychopaths. They make excuses for why they go out. Most people that were KKK weren't psychopaths. They were bought into it. They were manipulated into it. Same thing with blacks that now act like the KKK, but on a much wider scale of true persecution. But see, it's all okay because the old KKK people that control the KKK are in control of you. They weren't believing any of that stuff, people that control the KKK. They wanted to control the poor farmers that were their real competition by putting them into a secret society group they could control, a gang. See, these people know what they're doing. The parasites are very, very smart. Let's go out to break with Tim Scott that they hate so much. Because it's like a Moses to lead black folks off the plantation. Then we'll come back with a powerful video that McGreen's put together because Trump is going to now go after the welfare system. They're going to say that they're killing everybody, but that's not what's happening. We're literally taking people and not letting them be domesticated from the company store like they had whites as slaves as sharecroppers. Here it is.
Well, Mr. President, during one of those conversations that we had, we talked about ways to improve distressed communities throughout this country. 52 million Americans living in distressed communities, and we talked about legislation that can move those communities forward. And you said yes. And as a part of this tax reform package, the Investing and Opportunity Act has been included, which will bring trillions of dollars into poor communities because of your willingness to listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, they say Tim Scott's so young and so
president
smart.
Said I only have about 45
probably
going to
be the next black president.
To my...
He's got a long time
didn't
to get
say that.
Time
okay, got it. Let me just say to those Americans who are watching this process, this is not about Washington. It's not about the left. It's not about the right. It's about single-parent moms who are looking for a reason to be hopeful in 2018. This tax reform plan delivers for the average single mother a 70% tax cut. For the average family who's working paycheck to paycheck, looking for ways to be hopeful about their future, to have an extra night for dinner out at a restaurant, this tax reform package cuts their taxes by nearly 60%. And because of folks like Marco Rubio and Ivanka, when you think about the folks with kids in the household, this plan doubles the child tax credit.
We'll be back. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town, and don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your
your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12's Jeff Bell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect.
They ordered them all to do this, and they could take the pollution military. Now, the military has all the documents. They're trying to get
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Back inside,
but now Chicago doesn't want U.S. troops. They want U.N.
Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You can feel the energy rising. Our entire plan being reversed.
Potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
And the threat will persist of misplaced powers. We're not out of the woods, but we've turned around. We're going the right way. We're getting to cut down the evil. We're getting to cut the taxes.
You can run
and even
for a long time.
One of the top CNN hosts has been forced to come out and admit it's up on Infowars.com, the video and the tweet. I'm going to play that video coming up if I didn't mention to get that to the crew. Where even CNN admits that it helps working families in this damn good money. CNN's John King, tax cut bill gives damn good money to working class. CNN host praises bill passed with zero Democrat support. Wonder how long John King's going to be there. By the way, I had that in my stack, but I can't find it. Will you guys reprint it for me and get the video? I'm sure we do. But that's pretty powerful information. Because it's $1.5 trillion, and most of it goes to the middle class and working families. The big banks, the big insurance companies, the big Fortune 100 pay almost no tax. They've written the laws to be offshore. And Trump annihilated that with a cut from 38.9% on corporations to 15%. Now, what you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, and why this is such a big deal, I know I keep harping, and I know you know this, most of you, please tell your friends and family, because this is key. The UN, the globalists, all of them are running around saying that, oh, look, Trump's breaking global rules. There are no global rules. The rules are screw America and the West over, transfer power to authoritarian countries where globalists that sold our countries out ally themselves with the other authoritarians. It's authoritarian monopoly men and crony capitalist and communist dirtbags against the Renaissance, against the real liberals. If you really study what it is under classical analysis, if Thomas Jefferson was looking at this, he'd say those are monopoly groups just like a royal system, but worse. There's not even any honor. Nobody has to even take the field in the elite. And they are putting us under serfdom. Anybody that was classically trained would see it in 2 seconds. If you're classically educated, you got to go back and educate yourself on the classics, not the modern baloney. Intellectuals were too arrogant 300, 400, 500 years ago to lie. They might be distorted in their views, but they told you what they thought. This whole lying on purpose in media is a newer thing in the last 200 years or so, because before 200 years ago, most people, the printing press was 500, but it wasn't ubiquitous until, or most people reading until about 200 years ago. It was only intellectual elite to elite, so they were all very out in the open. And they still do that in globalist publications with each other. They act like we're idiots, we never read it. We went, read it, and brought it. Everybody said, look, they're saying this, they're going to do this. Oh, shut up, you racist kook, nutball, whatever. You know, just shut up and go away. But I'm like, hey, finally the public did listen. We'll play them at Bring Peace when we come back to the next segment. I'm already burning through this segment, but how long is that piece? Oh, so I see, I have this whole thing where they do this great job on these promos on the other side, but then I get a video list that tells me the length. But then those videos never get put on the video list with this group, so then I don't ever know. The only reason I'm saying it on air is I've asked about 200 times. I'm asking nicely for just an email to be sent or a message. Everybody's doing a great job so that I can then know the length of time, so I'm just asking on air. Because a lot of folks think, you know, I'm just asking these things on air to pontificate for no reason. That just goes into the whole computing process of what to do, and I'm kind of teleprompter free. So what we do is kind of strategize here on air, which is not a bad thing, because most folks don't do that. They do this whole dry, fake thing, you know, pointed right at you. But here it is. We'll cover more when we come back. EU fears unfair U.S. tax bill will incentivize companies to move to the U.S., move back, and they say we're breaking global rules. Well, if China has 14.5 or whatever it is, and then we've got a 38.9, and our own government wrote it that way to make the jobs go to China. You wonder why everything went there. Well, they had a tax rate less than half of ours. And then you wonder why everybody laundered their money through Ireland and moved even more jobs there because they had zero. Remember the big success story, Ireland? It's incredible. And Trump tried to get zero. Oh, if we had zero corporate income tax, everyone would come back here just like it was before when we set this whole thing up. And we had, you know, 80% of the world's industry. By the 80s, it was half of it. Now it's like 20% of it. Within 5 years, you'd have half the stuff moved back here at real wages, and then that would lift the whole world up. Every economist knows this, but they want a consolidation. I know I keep harping and harping and harping and harping. It's because this is everything, a rigged political and corporate system to screw the average person over, make you dependent, and put you on welfare so they can run your life. And that's the clip that we'll play when we come back, start of the next segment. I haven't plugged yet this hour. It's free will. We don't take your money like MSNBC got with billions in stimulus money. We're funded by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we still got 50% off running right now, unprecedented, on close to 100 of our best-selling items, free shipping store-wide. Most areas still in the United States, if you order today, we'll get it before Christmas. But if you're like the middle of Montana or something like that, you probably won't. But shop with the good guys, helps fund the operation. Alpha Brand, a new product, is incredible. Stamina, libido, energy, 50% off out of the gates. The Real Red Pill, oh, go read about that. It takes too long to even get into it. It's amazing. You owe it to yourself to check it out. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the great Myco ZX, knock out the bad fungus and stuff in your gut. That's back in.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
CNN get fired for admitting the tax overhaul cuts of Trump that we all just had a huge victory with is, quote, damn good money to the American people and actually is a real middle class slash poor people tax cut that is basically JFK-esque, classic Democrats before they became total, you know, modern psychopath, or classic Northern Democrat, not Southern Democrat. We're going to play that clip in a moment, but first, Darren McGreen put together this powerful video that has Trump introducing the fact that next up is welfare reform, getting folks off of the spoiled, rotten, brainwashing Democrat plantation. Here it is.
I know people, they work three jobs, and they live next to somebody who doesn't work at all. And the person who's not working at all and has no intention of working at all is making more money and doing better than the person that's working his and her ass off. And it's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Give me my food stamps.
Do you really?
really want to work, or you just want to get a free check?
I just want to get a free check.
There's a sign behind you that says Waverly Job Center. Do you have any intention of going in to get a job, or are you just going to get the food stamps?
Not looking for a job.
Why should I have to go work at retail and deal with snobby customers? Why? Why should I have to dare choose to do that?
We called the Department of Children and Families to see what they've been doing to help. DCF says Hillsborough Kids Incorporated has been helping by paying Adam's rent, even providing her furniture. Adam says it isn't enough.
Somebody needs to pay for all my children and my St. Gary, all our suffering, all our somebody needs to be held accountable, and they need to pay.
I honestly don't want to work, and I'm not going to. Can't force me.
I need my food stamps. I need them. Okay, this is not a joke. Just give me my food stamps. That's all I'm asking for.
They are not incapacitated in any way, or they don't have a mental or physical disability that's documented and or could be observable.
More counties will join them as federal exemptions to the requirements expire now that unemployment is below 10% for each affected county.
I felt really bad about being on food stamps for a while. They're just for people who really, really need it, I thought, and I'm like living this flippant lifestyle in San Francisco.
Do you think you really, really need it?
Well, yeah, and eventually I just sort of realized that even though I'm 24, like, I still have responsibilities, I still have, like, hopes for my future, and if I need to be on food stamps to make that happen, then maybe I do really need it.
Are you employed?
No.
How do you feel about that?
I'm comfortable with it, and I feel like I don't need to look for one because I get a check from the government every month.
Do you feel guilty about using your food stamp card when you have $850,000 in the bank?
No. No, I don't. I'm going by the rules, and if they need to change their rules, they can change their rules, but I don't see I'm doing anything wrong.
How much do you collect in benefits?
I get $780 in food stamps, $500 in tennis, and I get Medicaid and WIC.
Give me my food stamps.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now, for hundreds of years, once Rome became an empire, they controlled people in the city, which was the political control of the whole empire, with free handouts. And they penalized people that basically produced who were in the middle class. You had the ultra-rich patricians, and you had all the poor people down below that were citizens and then slaves beneath that. But the same thing's repeating by design. We have the LBJ letters, all of it, when he's president, saying we're going to domesticate these people and have these N-words voting Democrat for the next 100 years. And it is a program against everybody. They were particularly successful black folks because they'd been downtrodden before, but had their own communities, were somewhat successful. And they were like, oh, you're going to help me actually? Here, yeah, get father out of the home. Here's some money. We're going to do this. And then it creates just that same spoiled, rotten behavior. Not going to make me work, whatever. But you're going to go vote for policies that raise taxes on the middle class, where all these liberals go and vote for big tax increases, but suddenly the IRS claims they're behind on some technicality, and then an old lady has her house taken and she commits suicide. And we see these stories all the time. See, they're taking people's businesses and houses because they're producing, and then they claim you didn't pay, or they fall in hard times, they get behind, or there's all this IRS fraud against people that's been documented. Like the old Hispanic lady that had like an eight-top little counter deal for 40-something years, and she always deposited the cash every day, like $600, $700 bucks at the bank. It was all registered, but they said, well, we say that's structuring, and so you're manipulating. We're going to take your, was it $80-something thousand dollars she'd saved for her retirement? She was going to pay for herself, but see, they took it away. And they said, oh, it's legal. We have a law. We can do it. You've paid your taxes, but it's illegal to make under $1,000 deposits every day. And you're like, but I do a cash business mainly, but also some checks and things. And I do this, and this is how it is, and we have credit cards as well. We don't care. See, that's how you dehumanize. That's how you enslave. That's how you control. And then this lady, it looks like she weighs 400 pounds, which is fine, but she's getting plenty of food. Well, you know, while people starve in the third world, this is what she has to say. Here it is.
I honestly don't want to work. And I'm not going to. Can't force me.
I need my...
Now notice, she's totally entitled, like a lady that has 12, 14 kids, whatever it was. And she goes, look at all these kids. Somebody's got to take care of them. It's totally lost on her. But this was done to destroy her. I bet her grandmother was a slickly dressed, hardworking lady, didn't have a lot of money, but had a lot of dignity, and looked like an executive today. And then she's a total rundown, just out of her mind slob, saying, somebody take care of my kids. And you don't think it's real, do you understand? That's what it's produced. And now 47% of the population or more, it's almost 50, is like this, like Mitt Romney said. And the globalists know what they're doing. It's a demographic battle of total domesticated slaves that don't know how to do anything or take care of themselves. You see what it does at parks. They say don't feed the wildlife because it makes them obese, lazy, and stupid. Well, don't feed the humans. Because, sure, you break your back, fall off a roof, get cancer, take care of people. That's what welfare's for, but not, here, you don't do anything ever again. And then, oh, there's a black guy here, it's Congressman Mr. Scott, and he's getting hundreds of billions of investment in black areas, and the black leaders are freaking out because they don't want that. They want to sit on top of people they control with the Democratic Party and not see people empowered. They're scared to death because if you can free the black people, you can free everybody. The blacks are their target, the group they already had control of. And everything you see done to them is a beta test for everybody else. Here's a clip of CNN's John King. How long will he be there? How long will he have a job? Is he going to get fired for telling the truth? He says, it's a real gamble, though. Will Americans want more money and run their own lives? Will they want to go to a factory? Will they want to go work at a job and get paid $30 an hour? Or will they want to sit there and get $10 an hour sitting on their butt watching Jerry Springer? Here it is.
As you watch this, the Republicans are making a big bet. They're taking a big risk. Will over time the American people say, oh, actually, I like having more money in my pocket. Oh, they did hire more people at the factory down the street. That's their big bet. Not one Democrat has voted for a bill that cuts taxes by $1.5 trillion. To Abby's point, you know, if you're a working class family, a lot of people say, oh, it's only $200. Oh, it's only $300. If you're a working class family living paycheck to paycheck, $200, $300 is damn good money, and you are grateful for it. Are the Democrats taking a risk, especially those from Trump states? There's 10 Democrats up next year from Trump states. Are they solid here, or is this a bet?
That's the lowest level of people that are at the poverty line, and they should be got. Trump wanted it gone, but we're talking middle class, $2,000, $4,000, $5,000 a year. The tax credits for kids, now you're with that together, it's up to $8,000, $10,000. Add all together, somebody making $60,000, $70,000 a year is now going to be paying like $5,000, $6,000 instead of $20,000. I mean, I was looking at the numbers. This is huge. And it isn't the tax cut that's so good. It's that it creates jobs and then gets the ball rolling. Just like you've done, we're not government finance. We're not corporate finance. We don't have corporate sponsors. We have you buying good products that we want you to love, some of the best out there, water filters, air filters, free shipping store-wide, storable food, 50% off. We never do that, but a couple times a year, 67% off colloidal silver. The real red pill now in. Find out what it does for stamina, focus, brain, body. It's truly amazing. Find out about the real red pill. Find out about all the great products. Michael's DX has been sold out for 6 months, and I guess a truck came in of it finally from Dr. Grib on Monday. He goes, hey, Michael's DX is back. Why aren't you promoting? I said, it didn't come in. And I checked with the warehouse a few miles off, and guess what? It's all there, but a limited supply, only a few thousand bottles. So if you want your Myco ZX, 20% discount, it's got a 100% wood reorder, 4.8-star reviews, InfoWarsLife.com. If you want to flush that fungus and candida and garbage out of your guts, this is the next-level probiotic, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We are the resistance. It is a total war. Please spread the links to all the live video feeds and audio links.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com.